This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
What a great night it was last night. That was fun. And then got to see the Panther game after. Got home. Got the bags, stayed up because it just wasn't just about watching the Bob highlight. I was like, I gotta watch this shit, you know. That was amazing last night. And you know, it's like what I was telling you, like we have gotten to a point with Bob that we don't trust him, right? And there was like this little stretch towards the end of the season that was kind of bad, and it was like, wow, dude, and like, you know. And yet, as I've mentioned, he's played well enough to win the Vezina. So we have to kind of like, you know, the word we love to use on this show, compartmentalize. We have to compartmentalize all the other seasons for Bob and all that kind of stuff. And just realize that the dude's just on a roll right now. You know what I mean? And what he did last night, you realize this. Okay. That was the greatest save in Panther history. Panther history. That says a lot. Because Beezer had some moments, man. Like a ton of them. But I'm going to be consistent. Because that's what we try to be on this show. If you listen every day. As I tell you, the Heat has accomplished a lot lately. But it's fluky, right? Let's be honest. It's fluky. It's overachieving. You're really not that good. You're never really going to win a title. Maybe the first year in the bubble that everything kind of, you know, it was a situation that people mentally weren't all in it. And they, you know, being trapped in one place for a couple of months is tough. Trust me, being trapped in a bed for a couple of months, that alone is tough. So I get it. I had to do it. You know what I mean? And I kind of like, I psyched myself out and I said, well, if I'm going to do this, then let me do something productive while I'm on my ass. Let me fast and let me lose weight, you know, do something weird on a bed, you know, kind of like, you know, that's kind of what you have to like psych yourself out. Right. So the Heat kind of psyched themselves out and they were focused and they came together. Other teams couldn't, all that. The injuries really kind of hurt them because they were in such a groove. They maybe could have beaten the Lakers that year, you know? So that one year, and again, flukish. Pandemic, you're stuck in a bubble, this, that, the environment, the Heat culture kind of fits all that because they bring their teams together no matter where they're at, in a bubble or out of it. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, it's kind of still been flukish. Even last year without Giannis and all that, flukish. Not really. Well, guess what? When the Panthers and Beezer got to the Stanley Cup, what was it? It was flukish. It doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It can happen. It can be flukish also. It's not really, you know, it's part of Heat culture. That you got a bunch of scrubs and you go 10 and 31 and then you go 31 and 10. That's Heat culture. I'm sorry. That's kind of been going on forever here since Pat Riley took over. He takes over the first year and they went to 41 and 41, I think it was. And I'm telling you, I lived it. I covered it. It's one of his greatest coaching seasons ever because of everything that was going on in the transition and everything just to get them. It was part of the culture that was being established. Oh, Zoe goes down with the kidney ailment. No, F that, bro. We're going to go get Mason. We're going to fight our way back. We're going to get 50 wins. Unfortunately, Riley made a mental error there where he inserted Zoe back where he shouldn't have. And that's because Zoe is a franchise player and all that out of respect. And, you know, they've done that a little too much over the years. That's where he had to bring Zoe off the bench and keep going with Mason. But he lost Mason and Zoe wasn't ready. So it was a terrible decision on Riley. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the whole Tyler bullshit that we went through the last couple of years. Oh, my God. Oh, his feelings. If we bring him back off the bat, his feelings, dude. It's what's best for the team. It's what you earn. You didn't earn it, bro. You're not a starter. You're not. That's not who you are. You're not an anchor. You know, you're a six man type. You're a buckets guy. That's it. That's all you are. That doesn't mean you're that. That never was a starter in this league. That means you're Vinny Johnson. That means you're the guy from the Clippers for many years. Now he's bounced around. What's his name? You know, that's what that means. That's what he is. Doesn't mean you're a starter. And we worry about feelings and all that kind of stuff. So fluky. That's all it was. And nothing fluky about this now. Nothing fluky about this. What Bob did last night is what Verhage's been doing. Speaking of Tyler, hey, Sean, you remember the conversation we had on the show? I don't know. Maybe what was it, a year ago, year and a half ago? And I was messing with Ira. And, you know, because Tyler, I think, was fresh off six man. And I go, I don't care about six man. I'd rather have Verhage over Tyler. You remember that conversation? How many of you remember that conversation? Verhage over Tyler. And some of you are like, oh, I'll take Tyler. Those of us that really follow sports and really know a player's heart and determination and really production. You know, Verhage tiene cojones for the last 3 years. 24, 42, and 34 goals. Assists, 31, 31, and 38. And plays all the time. Tyler Hero can't sniff Carter Verhage's jock. He's not allowed in the same stratosphere as Verhage. Because Verhage is a star. Okay? Problem is, there's four other stars on the team. You know, the Heat have no stars. The Panthers are loaded with stars. I'm not even including the goalie. Hell, I might include the other goalie, too. I might just include the other goalie. Throw him in there, too, as a star almost. But, you know, I can't. But this ain't flukish, bro. This is real. This is real. This Panther team is deep. It's got stars up the ass. Kachuk and Reinhardt and Barkov and Bob. And, you know, Tarasenko's a little older, but he's Tarasenko is Ray Allen, is Shane Battier. Tarasenko is adding a guy that just was a star and has star in him still. He's just a little older. But when, you know, it's one of those kind of guys. Tarasenko is like Ray Allen, dude. Same shit. Like, he's not Bosch, LeBron, and Wade, but he's Ray effing Allen. Okay? And Tarasenko is the same thing. Same thing. I mean, this team is low. And Bennett got injured yesterday. I love Bennett, too. Hope he's all right. But it just, wow. This team is the real deal, dude. This is not a fluke at all. This is, embrace the hell out of this. Okay? This is fun. And by the way, Marlins, are you watching? You little bunch of wusses. I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about, you know, the league, the ownership. This is what happens in this town. You need to first make the commitment. We don't just show up for you, dude. And the Panthers, they didn't whine. They didn't point fingers. At no point did Viola and Sifu ever point fingers at anybody. Nowhere. They didn't say no. They didn't cry. Oh, people aren't showing up, aren't coming to our game. That's the bullshit you hear from the Marlins all the time. Dude, you don't earn shit. So you want her to marry you, but you don't have a job? You want her to marry you, but you can't even open the door for her? You can't, like, treat her like a lady? You can't tell her you love her all the time, but you want her to marry you? That's interesting. I love that. So you're asking me to say yes, Marlins, but you give me no sex in bed. How am I going to say yes? You don't cook. You're not willing to work. You know, relationships go both ways, you know? You're not understanding. You're just one way. You know, not the Marlins. I mean, not the Panthers. Nah, the Panthers make love to you. Panthers bring you presents. Panthers will open the door for you. Panthers will say nice things. You look nice today. Panthers will cook for you. They do it all. There's a smorgasbord. So you want to marry this smorgasbord. He has a job. She is loving. It's a beautiful thing when relationships, they come together. You know? Dolphins haven't been able to get over the hump, but they're constantly wooing you. They make the stadium incredibly beautiful. They trade for great players. They have drafted great players. They're building. They're trying. They try over and over and over and over and over again and over again and over again. And if they Gus Frerotte it right into the wall, youngins, go ahead and go look up Gus Frerotte wall. If they Gus Frerotte it into the wall, shake it off, and they're back at it. They don't cry. They don't whine. They don't point fingers. They continue. They have a heavy community involvement. Dolphins don't give up. The Heat, always trying. Unfortunately, right now, they're not. They're constantly hitting singles and doubles. They're not really hitting home runs anymore. That's been a problem for them the last decade, unfortunately. They don't really hit a lot of home runs, but they are trying. They are trying. They're still a 300 hitter. They're Tony Gwynning the bitch all over the place. That's the Heat right now are Tony Gwynning the bitch all over. Pack, pa, boom. You know, that's it. There's no Otani here. Otani's over at in Sunrise. Otani's at Sunrise where they're pitching and hitting. They're doing it all. They're the complete package right now. Everybody's looking, I'm going, whoa, that's the complete package right there. You know, up in Lauderdale, they're free spending, free wheeling, you know, still not really doing it all right, but, you know, they're like the dangerous guys. You know, Inner Miami is like Maverick, early part of Top Gun. That's right. He's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he'll leave his wingman. That's where Inner Miami is at. Inner Miami's still kind of like leaving. He's early Maverick leaving the wingman. You know, the Panthers aren't. You know, they don't leave the wingman. They stay there. They take care of it. They take care of all the MIGs. They move on. They're a little bit more steady right now. They're a little crazy. They just got to kind of zone in a little bit more right now. That's our landscape. So Marlins, watch the Panthers. You want to learn how to come up from the bottom and win your fan base over and convince them and make love to them, cook for them, marry them? This is what you do.